Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This is Business Rockstar.
Hi, I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, Inspire, Inform, and Connecting, a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. Legendary entrepreneur Steve Jobs shares some tips on how you can achieve success and how hard the journey can actually be.
People say you have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing, and it's totally true. And the reason is because it's so hard that if you don't, any rational person would give up. It's really hard, and you have to do it over a sustained period of time. So if you don't love it, if you're not having fun doing it, and you don't really love it, you're going to give up.
Steve Jobs says passion is the key to success. Now joining me is Eric Huberman, CEO and founder of Hawk Media. Do you believe that? Is passion the key to success?
Absolutely, depending on how you define passion, but yes.
How has passion played a role in your success?
I mean, if you aren't passionate about what you're doing, when things get tough, you're going to stop. Like, if there's nothing driving you other than, if it's not passion that's driving you, if it's not like a deep-seated emotional appeal and mission that just driving you, which I believe is what he defined passion as,
yeah,
then there's plenty of hiccups, there's plenty of pain points that are going to just dissuade you, and you're not going to stick with it.
So don't just get in it for the money?
No, definitely not. I mean, there's not many things that you can get into just for the money that are going to work out. There's a couple jobs out there that, you know, can work out without being passionate about it. Don't get me wrong, this is not across the board, but generally, if you're going to go start a business, you better be passionate about it because it's not going to be easy. And when it gets hard, there, again, better be something else driving you.
So this might be a tough one, but how does somebody actually identify their passion? For somebody listening right now, an aspiring entrepreneur, or maybe even an entrepreneur who's in a place that they're not passionate about. They started a business and they're getting burnt out and they're not passionate, and they either need to reignite their passion in their current business, or somebody who's an aspiring entrepreneur and they go, I don't even know what I'm passionate about. I'm in a job that I don't like. I'd like to start a business, but I don't know what business I'd be passionate about.
Sure. So I'd caution, never start a business just because you want to start a business, because again, it's not going to work.
It's like having a child just because you feel like you want to have a child.
Yeah, because you were bored one day, you're going to just go, let's go have a kid because I have nothing to do.
It's a pretty important decision.
Yeah, it's an important decision, and it's generally a failure. So if you're not going to get into it for the right reasons, it's not going to be fun. I've watched many people that watch a lot of shows and see Shark Tank and think that it's time to become an entrepreneur because that's what everyone else is doing and all these rich people do it. And they were never meant to be an entrepreneur. It's okay to not be sometimes.
But I want to stop you right there. Actually, one of my mentors, yeah, who was one of the founding board members of Outback Steakhouse, grew mm-hmm. to a multi-billion-dollar company from one restaurant. Yeah. He told me his best advice for young entrepreneurs is don't become an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
He says 99.999% of people do not have the DNA to be an entrepreneur. Do you believe that? You're basically just saying that's why I wanted to mention that.
And I don't want to say it's a DNA thing. I think it's a desire thing. I think you have to be real with yourself. If, like, do you really want a life of unstructured, no direction? Because that is what entrepreneurship is. It's figuring out your own path.
Sounds so appealing.
Well, to a minority of people, it is. But, you know, think about, like, in a metaphor, if you're out hiking, are you the type of person that just wants to veer off and go up the hill and try to figure it out and get cut up and get beat up and fall off a cliff? Or are you the person that just wants to stick on the path and do your hike and be good? And most people are that person that sticks on the path, and that
great
is
analogy.
Okay. And I think that people actually end up, you know, emotionally scarring themselves because they think that just logically they think they need to go start a business, and emotionally that's not something that they're actually passionate about doing. So I don't think you can force passion. I think you have to have it. I think you have to want that and innately want it so that when you go out and do it, it's not something you create. It's not something you do. Now, reigniting is different. I think if you've lost the passion for a business, you really need to figure out why. Is it a function of the work you have to do? Because then there's ways to fix that, or is it a function of the mission of the business? Because if you don't set out with a business you're starting that you actually believe in the mission, that passion will go away. But if you're really passionate about what you set out to do, and then you're just beat up a little bit because of like it's not as successful as you want it to be, or you're having to focus on sales and you hate sales, whatever it is, there's ways to pivot that and work with that that you can still be successful. But if you're not passionate about the overall business mission anymore, then it's probably time to wrap it up.
I totally agree. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Joining me is Eric Huberman, CEO and founder of Hawk Media, talking about some of the ingredients that make up being a successful entrepreneur. We threw in a dash of passion or a lot of it. What are some other ingredients that make a successful entrepreneur?
Execution. Get, you know, without using swear words, get stuff done.
GSD, as you call it.
Exactly. Yeah. Just, you know, go out and do. Like, it's one of those things like, you know, and I hate to use this term to belittle. We have great people in our company that don't make me do this, but in general, it's like one of those, if you want to get it done right, just do it. You have to do it yourself. Don't be afraid to just be, if you're not the guy that's going to roll up his sleeves and, or girl, excuse me, if that's going to roll up your sleeves and actually get something done, you're going to have a really hard time starting a business and succeeding because you're, you know, the world of a business owner is plugging holes and finding and solving problems. And if you're not the type of person that sees a problem, gets it done, fixes it, and keeps moving, most businesses won't succeed with you at the helm.
Hire somebody to do it right if you can't?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, you know, get stuff done.
Yeah.
Hire the right people to help you get things done if you can't get it done. Passion. You mentioned something earlier I think is really important is identifying your why, or if we were talking about reigniting your passion, it was realigning or remembering why you got it in the first place. What's your mission? What's your purpose? So, you know, Simon Sinek talks about his famous thing, you know, the power of why. So how important is identifying with what your why is for your personal life, for your business, and then getting your team engaged in that?
Well, it's all that there is, so to speak. Like, if you don't have, that's what drives that passion, that's what drives that execution, that's what drives wanting to even hire people. Why goes back to, like, the reptilian part of the brain, the emotional side of the brain, where it's like, this is what actually drives people. It's the same way, like, we run a marketing agency. When we're selling things, it's not like, you know, hey, look, we have a shoe. You want
to
buy the shoe?
You need
that's
to put,
the, yeah. It's the most boring thing I've ever heard. It's like, look how fast you're going to run. Look how good you're going to look. Look, you know, it's all the things that, like, why do I want that shoe? Why is that going to solve
the emotional reasons more than the logic?
And the way people purchase, people's purchases are driven by that why. It's the same way people's mission, passion are driven by that why. If you're, you know, it's what is the money? Look, you're going to make money. It's like,
what is the logical part?
Yeah, what
and
is
then
the, exactly.
Why is the emotional part? And, you know, we're emotional beings, and we rationalize our decisions with logic.
Exactly.
So I definitely love that. You know, another one of my favorite stats is 80% of success is psychology, 20% is the strategies and tactics. But a lot of people out there make the excuse that they need to go out, and they don't know how to succeed. They don't have the strategies. They don't have the tactics. What would you say to somebody that, is it really that important to have the how-to? We know it is, but a lot of it's between the ears.
Yeah. I'd say you need to be smart enough to figure it out and to be successful. But, I mean, as we say in our office all the time, Google's your friend. Like, you know, you can ask around you, you can ask mentors, whatever, but it's a, I mean, everything you can think of can be Googled. Like, it's just, you can.
The how-to is on there.
The how-to is there. Again, that goes back to just doing it. Like, if you don't know how to do something and you can't hire someone to do something, well, just go Google it and figure it out. Like, you want to be a programmer, you can take a little bit of time and you can figure out a program just about anything by Googling it. Like, it's just, you've got to have that work ethic to be able to, like, just get it done.
What do you think about being grateful? I think a lot of the times in entrepreneurship, we start comparing ourselves to other people, and it's, I don't have that. That guy's making so much more money than me, whatever it may be, right? We come up with this huge list of all of these reasons why we aren't where we want to be yet, why we don't have the things we have yet, or, you know, when I have that, then I'll be happy or grateful. So how important do you think being grateful is in your business, just consistently throughout the day?
Oh, I think it's, you've got to be happy and grateful. Again, if you're, I've actually never been someone that's competitive with other people. I'm only competitive with myself. So I could care less how much money the person next to me is making or the other company, the other agency, whatever. Good for them. But I better make more than I did last year. I better do better than I did last year, last week, last month. Like, that's what drives me. And when I miss it, it just drives me more. But you also have to stop every once in a while and look around and be like, look where you've come, look what you've done, look what you've accomplished. And that doesn't just mean monetarily. I mean the fact that even if you've just been working on a company for 2 years and you've had the opportunity to do something you love for 2 years or 3 years or whatever long you've been doing it, stopping and appreciating the journey, back to that point, is really important.
Being grateful is super important. Thanks so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Eric Huberman, CEO and founder of Hawk Media. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com. Coming up next on Business Rockstars.
Well, look, I think the advice I give women all the time is that they really do have to be unapologetic. I mean, there is some difference in our wiring, and I think that women tend to ask permission more often than they should. And that's my advice constantly with younger women, be unapologetic. I'll tell you why they do it. There's a lot of data out there that would suggest that if a woman is assertive, it can be used against her. And I think that if that is the case, go somewhere else. Keep going somewhere else until you can really truly be who you are as an individual, and that's where you'll find your success.
Nasdaq Private Market has a set of tools and solutions that really help private companies manage their equity from startup all the way through to an IPO.
Well, there's a lot of companies who say, I want to be private longer. I want to fully develop my business model.
So for success for me at MPM is that an entrepreneur will say, I finally have a choice and I can determine the timing instead of having external forces determine it for me.
We try to bring the benefits of the public markets to private companies. So companies go public for three main reasons: access to capital, access to liquidity, and increasing their brand and visibility amongst both investors as well as customers.
Tango's structured liquidity program is probably one of the most important initiatives that we currently have. The feedback from the employees was phenomenal. On the process side, they really helped us. And we want to do it again and again and again with Nasdaq, who is that much of a success.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
This is Business Rockstar.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap. Here with Cindy Whitehead, who is the CEO of The Pink Ceiling. It's great to have you today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So you shared something crazy with me about a product that you created, and I want to touch on that in a minute. But why don't you share a little bit about what it is that you ultimately do so people listening can get to know a little bit more about you.
Sure. So at The Pink Ceiling, we basically work sleeves rolled up either in strategy or investing to help other companies propel breakthroughs for women.
Okay, and so the product that you talked about before we got on.
The ultimate breakthrough.
Was?
It was what the media calls female Viagra. There were 26 drugs for men. I thought it was time we had one for women. And really, ultimately, a very storied challenge to get that across the finish line and breakthrough not only medically, but really societally in that conversation.
So has it been successful, and how did you ultimately create it?
So it was 12 years in the making in terms of scientific discovery, and it has been successful in the sense that we got it across the line, a condition that we'd known about for 38 years but hadn't been able to get a single product approved for. Us, a small company, got it done, and we sold it. We sold it for $1 billion after that successful approval, and now it's ready to launch this coming fall, so I'm excited to see how it performs in the market.
That's not a very bad story there and a bad win for you.
Yeah, it was. Look, it's the ultimate success story, I think, filled with a lot of ups and downs, a lot of both curiosity and confusion, I think, over what we were trying to do. We have a lot of opinions about sex as a society, so we had to really break through that and have an evidence-based conversation to get there.
What do most women think about when they hear about Viagra for women?
Yeah, I think they think, it's not out already. It's about time that I have something, right? It's been 18 years at this point since Viagra really changed the whole social conversation for men and sex, and it's obvious that there's a biological component for sex for women too. So women are just thinking, good, you know, enough already. Like, I'm glad we finally have one.
Well, what's the reaction from men when they find out about this?
I think that they are both not sure how to react to me and yet very supportive, of course, of the idea.
So how did you ultimately end up scaling this?
Yeah, so look, we built it with a bunch of geeks at the beginning, all of us, and layered in, I think, the commercial expertise as we moved it forward. But it was an idea that was such a need in the market that it was easy to create that path forward, I think, for success.
So I have to know, how did you ultimately end up just having the idea or come up with Viagra for women? Were you sitting around a table? How did that happen?
Well, it's not, I didn't invent it, so I'm not the scientist who came up with the brilliance in the background. I'm the business person who saw scientists coming up with it and companies walking away from women's health as opposed to going toward it. And it became very clear to me that that wasn't on the basis of science. It was actually on the basis of the societal narrative around women and sex. And that made no sense to me. I was looking at brain scans, very black and white biology, and yet we weren't able to push it through. So when I stepped in, what became so important was just having conversations with women, being frank about it. And I think once we started listening to patients truly suffering with this, we opened our mind to the science. Science won, and then women did too.
So for entrepreneurs or wantrepreneurs listening,
yeah, sure,
they hear the billion-dollar
sure
number that you mentioned
yeah
earlier, and it can be intimidating, and sometimes it just
yeah
seems like success must just come naturally to you. But I think a lot of people need to know
yeah
how many failures happen on that way. So could you share some of those and some of the lessons?
No question. So the first thing I'm going to say is we need to stop chasing unicorns and start remembering that we're just workhorses. That's what you got to do. Show up every day, blood, sweat, and tears, if you have complete conviction in the mission. There are failures for sure. We got turned down the first time. And we had to figure out a way to go out, raise the money, go forward, and actually dispute the FDA, which is a path that pharmaceutical companies have. It is definitely the road less traveled. So that was in the face of failure, what are we going to do? And the answer was clear to us that we're going to do the right thing for women, and win or lose, we're going to take it all the way. So I think that, you know, we do have such an obsession right now with the unicorn concept. I so wish we would just replace it with workhorse, because that's what being an entrepreneur is all about.
Unicorns and women's Viagra. This is a fun interview. Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lax, CEO of Shorten the Gap, here with Cindy Whitehead, the CEO of The Pink Ceiling. So you were sharing some of your tips about
yeah
failure. Could you give us a contextual example or a story from your past about when you really failed or felt like you hit a wall?
Well, look, when I was rejected by the FDA in my last venture, I think that was really a moment of, oh my gosh, how are we going to go forward, right? How am I going to go out, raise the money to do the additional work? And what I did in my case, and what I think would be relevant to any entrepreneur, is I went back to the purpose. And I was lucky that women knew I was doing this. They wrote me every day, and I could go for therapy to my inbox and read, you know, all of these women cheering me on and be reminded of why I was doing it. So I think that ultimately empathy becomes your superpower. If you'll just listen to the people you're trying to serve, you can refocus, you know, retrench and move forward.
So did you always have a tribe and a community of women just championing you?
I did.
I
was
you did
very fortunate. I can't say at the beginning, right? Who heard of Sprout and Female Viagra? We were a tiny little company. I laugh that when we started getting media attention in our office building, people started going up in the elevator with me going, oh my, I know what you do now on the 10th floor. But when that came out, what was so overwhelming for me is how it really connected to people and how they then connected to me. And that became the fuel. You know, I was always fueled by injustice, but then I became fueled by very personal stories with women who were willing to share it with me.
So you're obviously a business rock star. Go back a little bit into your past and share
yeah
with us, what did you do before you were a successful entrepreneur?
Before a successful entrepreneur, well, I was in pharma for a long time,
okay,
and loved the science, but knew that big companies just weren't the right fit for me, right? The homogeneity of corporate America just is not where I fit. I think the environments in which you celebrate the diversity, the differences, the quirks of all your people are the ones in which you'll be the most successful. So I progressively went smaller, smaller, smaller until I decided to do it for myself.
Something you referenced earlier, and I want to bring it back up, is purpose. How important is
yeah
purpose for you and for your team and for your life and your business?
Crucial. So for my teams, it has always been about the mission. And I think you have to find those people who, again, have conviction to the core of what you're trying to accomplish, because then you can persevere through the hard times, you can celebrate collectively the good times, and I think at the end of the day, you look to the left and the right, and you're happy to cross the finish line with those people.
So what are some of the three tips you have for an entrepreneur? Because you've shared some incredible stuff, but just
yeah
to recap and simplify, what are
sure
some of the you know, one or two or three biggest takeaways as an entrepreneur you have that the entrepreneurs listening could benefit from?
I think one is be unapologetic in your mission. That is how we got it done, without apology to all of the people who were the cynics, that we wouldn't be able to do it. I think the second is empathy. Use empathy as your superpower. Really connect to the people that you're there to serve. That will propel you forward. And I think the final is be very real about valuation and value creation. That's your job. And I think that this goes back to sort of the concept of the unicorn. We should really think, are we driving real workhorse-type value day in and day out, not only for shareholders but for the market we're trying to serve.
Thanks so much, Cindy. Those were some awesome tips.
Sure.
I'm excited to come back for some more in just a minute. Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, and this is Business Rockstars.
You're planning a trip soon? Do something special. Now with Dream Cars Las Vegas, live like a rock star and cruise the strip in style. Dream Cars Las Vegas is number one for exotic and luxury car rentals. Drive an awesome quality exotic like a Rolls-Royce Ghost Bentley convertible, the James Bond Aston Martin Virage, Ferrari California, a McLaren, and more. Exotic luxury has never been so affordable. No one can touch our low rental prices and the best customer service in town. We offer complimentary shuttle, delivery and pickup, and no security deposit charges. Live your dream with Dream Cars Las Vegas. And mention Business Rockstars Radio for a special discount. Call today, 877-759-3732. That's 877-759-3732. Or visit DreamCarsLasVegas.com. 877-759-3732.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
This is Business Rockstar.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, here with Cindy Whitehead, President and CEO of The Pink Ceiling. And we're going to do our 60-second CEO. So when I ask you these quick questions, okay, just say the first thing that comes to your mind.
Got
Are you ready?
It. I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. Who's your favorite entrepreneur?
Sarah Blakely.
What is your favorite book?
Purple Cow.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
I already have it. It's empathy.
Empathy. Wow. Okay. Who's your favorite superhero?
Wonder Woman.
How do you unplug?
I watch Silicon Valley.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Fiji.
What is your favorite car?
Car? A Mini Cooper.
What keeps you up at night? I wasn't expecting Mini Cooper. What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night? The things I haven't gotten done during the day.
First thing people notice about you outside of the pink shirt.
Oh, no, pink. I'm going with pink.
Okay. First app you check in the morning.
Twitter.
Favorite movie.
Intouchables, which I can't say because I don't have a good French accent.
Describe yourself
in one. How
about
anything with Hugh Grant?
Okay.
I'll make it easier.
Describe yourself in one word.
Unapologetic.
Okay, great. So we were talking about a little bit earlier about valuations. And so, you know, so many people make their valuations unrealistic. So I know you're ready to go off on
Yeah.
So lay it down for us.
Well, listen, here's my worry. Like, this keeps me up at night. And that is, we're having such a great moment for women entrepreneurs, right? And we're really encouraging it. Corporate America is not meeting your needs. Go out, start your own thing. But what I think we're not doing is being frank when the business model is neither scalable nor sustainable. Right? And I think we have to be honest about that, because if you have the moxie to go out there and start it, somebody's got to tell you, go find the better idea. And that's my worry, is that we're going to look 5 years from now back at a lot of these businesses women start, and we're going to rehash some old themes on women not being successful entrepreneurs, when in fact I think they've got all the chops to do it.
We're here with Cindy Whitehead, President and CEO of The Pink Ceiling, and we were talking about valuation. So
yeah.
What were some of the lessons you learned on the topic of valuation when ultimately you said you were part of an organization, a company that sold for $1 billion?
Yeah, that's right. Well, look, we created something that the market really needed, right? We understood the market, the condition, what it could ultimately be in a success scenario. And I think it is those cooler ideas. That's what I'm attracted to. Our first project in The Pink Ceiling, for example, is we've invested in a company that has a nail technology that if I dip my finger in a drink, it'll change colors if my drink has been roofied. Those are the kind of things
Wow.
that are real solutions to real needs in the market that deserve the high valuations. But I like to say to women, sugar doesn't sell for $1 billion. And I say that twofold. One is to say, be unapologetic.
Yeah.
You've got to be very clear and very forceful, I think, in the mission. But also, you know, the companies that are lighter, that are hobby companies, are not ultimately going to command that in the market. And I think if they've got, again, if they've got that moxie to start something, go find the better idea.
Have you always been naturally creative? You've got all these crazy products that you've been talking about.
I think always creative, always looking for the thing that is really the thing that's going to either change a conversation or open a category. It's the new things, the innovations that really excite me.
How do you stay so passionate? You're obviously a really passionate person.
Yeah. Well, I'm surrounded by entrepreneurs all the time. How can you not be, right? There's a certain energy level when you get into the room with other people who are trying to break through or have crazy inventions or whatever it may be. I think that fuels me all the time.
So you were talking earlier about having this incredible tribe and
yeah.
amazing group of women that surround
amazing.
You. What are some of the tips for people who maybe don't have a tribe, and how can they create one for themselves?
Find the tribe. There are people everywhere who will help you, that are like-minded, that want to see you be successful. And I had, a front row seat to watching how women can really accomplish something tremendous with the journey of Addie. So I think those people are out there. If you say, I don't have any, you're just not looking hard enough to find them.
How important is tribe and community for those people listening right now that are like, I can do it all on my own? You
yes.
know, those types of people. How important is tribe?
One is the loneliest number, for sure. And I think entrepreneurship can be painfully lonely. You need to find that support system. And like I said, it's accessible in every city, you know, in every network. There's somebody out there who will help you. And I think we have we talk all the time to entrepreneurs about mentorship. And we think that we've got to look up to somebody up here who needs to help me. Actually, your mentors look to your left and your right. They're everywhere around you. A lot of my mentors are women who work for me, much younger than I am, who keep me current and you know, up on social media, et cetera.
So how do you stay juiced and excited?
I stay juiced and excited by surrounding myself with people who are also creative, excited, want to change the world in meaningful ways.
One of the things we talked about is all of the cool stuff you've done.
Yeah.
I'm so curious to know what's ahead, what's lying ahead for you?
Who knows?
Who knows?
That's the fun, right? The fun of life is that I will wake up tomorrow and learn something new. What a boring day it would be if I wasn't going to wake up and learn something new. I'm going to meet somebody who's doing something very cool, and I'm going to find a way that I can roll up my sleeves and help them get it done.
I love that. What are you most focused on right now in your business? I know there's so many things going on as an entrepreneur and with technology and everything, but what are you focused on right now?
Right now, actually, what I spend most of my days on is helping other female entrepreneurs. Going out, I'm speaking a lot these days, and I'm trying to help pull them along and saying, oh no, see that mine, I stepped on it, go this way. That really is rewarding for me.
Earlier we talked about purpose and passion. How did you ultimately find your purpose and your passion? Because I think a lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah, look, I think that from the time I was a little girl, I've always been a little fueled by the injustices. And I think I naturally was attracted to those things that just didn't make sense to me. It didn't make sense that women with a medical condition didn't have a medical treatment, even though we had the science to support it. It doesn't make sense to me that, you know, women are powerless in a situation like, you know, being on a campus. Why don't we have certain tools that they can use? Those injustices, I think, find the innovation for me.
So you're full of great advice. For the wantrepreneurs that are listening right now, what are some tips that you have for them if they're a wantrepreneur, they have a job, but they want to bridge the gap to ultimately getting on the path to being an entrepreneur? What are you waiting for? That's a great question.
My advice is pretty simple, right? What are you waiting for? I think that if you are in a place in which you're content, great.
So somebody hears that. Somebody hears the question, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
But maybe that's just not enough for them. They need to have more confidence and certainty to take that leap away from their 9-to-5. What would you say to them?
I think then they got to find the idea, because if they don't have the confidence to leap, they haven't found the passion that's going to make them. If you're content where you are today, you're never going to have that fuel that it requires. It's going to be blood, sweat, and tears. You're going to gut it out to build it. So you've got to have the spark to go forward. If you don't have it, nothing's going to magically hand it to you.
I completely agree. I just had to say that for anyone who's an entrepreneur.
All right.
So I want to go back to the women's Viagra topic.
Sure.
And so how did you ultimately start that and get funding?
I went out and found people who knew what I was trying to do. And what I was trying to do was not create the next blockbuster drug. It was actually to change the conversation forever around female sexuality. So I was fortunate that I had truly double bottom line investors. They cared about what we were doing socially, as well as obviously the financial piece of it.
What was it like when you were pitching in your very first meeting?
It was instructive in terms of the conversation we're supposed to be having. I used to tease. So I built a company before this with one of the male sexual health drugs.
Of course you did.
So I'm very comfortable talking about sex. Not everybody is.
Yeah.
And I would tease that what I learned from that is that truly men are from Mars and women are from Venus. And here are the differences, but why we have to address biology for women as well. I don't know that that always worked. When I presented at banking conferences, I would give myself a few extra minutes on the clock to get past the giggles. Honestly. And so I thought, okay, I can't afford those 3 minutes. Like, I have only so much time to capture somebody's attention. So I started leading with brain scan imaging and looked at a screen and said in black and white, are you looking at what I'm looking at? And then I think we were right into a scientific conversation and a different level of seriousness.
How important do you think that is?
I think it's critical. If you are talking about one of the uncomfortable issues, you better find a way very quickly to get everybody on the same page so you can have a frank discussion.
So you mentioned earlier some of the different differences between women and men entrepreneurs, but what are those?
What are the differences?
You've worked with so many and you primarily work with women, so what are some of the differences or distinctions you see?
Well, look, I think the advice I give women all the time is that they really do have to be unapologetic. I mean, there is some difference in our wiring, and I think that women tend to ask permission more often than they should. And that's my advice constantly with younger women, be unapologetic. I'll tell you why they do it. There's a lot of data out there that would suggest that if a woman is assertive, it can be used against her. And I think that if that is the case, go somewhere else. Keep going somewhere else until you can really, truly be who you are as an individual. And that's where you'll find your success.
So being confident, I totally agree. That's absolutely important. Do you have any competition in the space that you're in right now? For either, the one where you dip your thumb in the drink or for the women's Viagra?
Neither actually have competitors in the marketplace.
Wow. That's valid? No, there's no competitors.
There are none. But look, the greatest legacy, I think, in breaking through into a category is that more things do come. Actually, no one product ever serves all needs. So I think your greatest legacy, if you're somebody who's a first, is that you open the door for others to come.
How did you ultimately, or how do you innovate continuously in your business? Because that's such an important thing for most entrepreneurs out there, is to stay innovating so that you don't get squashed.
Again, I think it is surrounding yourself with the folks that in their DNA are constantly thinking a little differently. That's why I said Purple Cow was my favorite book, right? It's how do you stand out in a sea of sameness? You've got to find the other purple cows, not the herd of brown cows that are going to be very content in the 9-to-5 environment. Who are those people who stand out who are a little quirky?
What are you waiting for was the question you said for a entrepreneur to ask themselves.
Yeah.
So what are some other important questions that maybe a entrepreneur or an entrepreneur can be asking themselves? Because I think that state control and focus is so crucial and important, and asking your questions is a great way to do that. So what are you waiting for was one of your questions, but what are some other questions people can ask themselves to put their focus on the right thing?
You know, I think that I'm trying to think of how I would pose this as a question. It is something around that, do you feel it to the core? You know, what are you willing to sacrifice to get there? I think that's one of the questions that you've got to honestly ask yourself.
What are questions that you're constantly asking yourself in your head?
Look, I think around products is, how is this going to really serve the need? Is this the real deal? Is this the thing that's going to break through? And am I going to truly create value by doing this? I think value creation is the ultimate definition of success for any entrepreneur. And that value creation comes in many forms, not just financial. But that's a question you should always be asking.
As we wrap up, you've got 30 seconds, your last speech to the world, to entrepreneurial women out there, or entrepreneurial women, what's your 30-second speech to those women?
My 30-second speech is, be unapologetic in your mission and take on, if you're on the side of right, you will ultimately get it done.
Thank you so much for those incredible
tips. Appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure with you.
Likewise.
I'm Mark Lack, CEO of Shorten the Gap, inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstar.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews, so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Don't overstay your welcome. This is Oren Claff with Pitch Anything, showing you how to close like the pros. When it's time to give your conclusion of your presentation, you have to provide a clear signal that you're wrapping up and the buyer isn't caught by surprise. Some people will say, hey, well, in conclusion, but you can do much better than that. For example, you could say, many companies sell products like ours. Most of them are average, some of them are downright terrible, and there's a few good ones. As you've seen here today, ours is the best in the market at spinning, whizzing, and zipping, whatever. And I leave you with this. These are the most important features that you need. This is why I'm busy, we're busy as a company, and I'm in high demand. And before I'm out of time here, we should figure out if you and I should continue the conversation we started here. This lets the buyer know that they have to earn the right to do business with you. It's not an automatic given. Remember, don't overstay your welcome. This is Everything Entrepreneur. I'm Warren Klaff with Pitch Anything.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is Business Rockstar.
Hi, I'm Laurel Mintz, Senior Business Rockstar Correspondent and CEO of Elevate My Brand. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs worldwide daily on radio, TV, and online. I'm so excited to be here with Dana Perry of Shift by Dana Perry, which is one of my very favorite workouts ever. Dana, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Honored to be here.
So you're my first interview ever as host of the show, so
yay!
I have to start there. So I'm so honored for you to be here. Tell us what Shift is, and let's talk a little bit about it.
Shift is an actual fitness methodology that I created. It is also an acronym that stands for Shaping How I Feel Today, because I feel that we get up every day and it's different. And so I wanted to create more than just a workout. Shift is an actual studio that I own, and it's a fitness program, first time ever done on a spring floor.
That's amazing.
So
what does it spring floor mean? Why is that so important to the method?
The spring floor takes out any impact on the joints, and we have all levels of classes. So that's first and foremost. And second, you get a higher calorie burn. So if you're doing any kind of plyometrics or even just standing because it's core related, you get a more intense and more well-rounded workout.
Let's talk takeaways.
Okay.
What are the three top things that someone can do today to get in better shape?
One, do something. Move your body. So if you've been doing nothing at all, I really recommend go outside and walk around the block and find someone to do it with. Two, open your fridge and throw out all the crap. If you can't pronounce something on the back of a bottle, put it in the trash. Really healthy whole foods. Mm. And three, find a workout outfit that you feel awesome in, that makes you feel good in your body.
I'm going to tell my husband that one because he gets so mad at me when I buy so many different outfits, but it really does inspire you. It's so important to look good. It helps you feel good, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about the things that are on trend right now.
Okay.
So is there a specific body part or something that people are really into showing for this summer?
I think it's always, well, at least in Southern California, it's always arms for the summer.
Mm.
Not a ton of people show their midriff, even though midriff is trending in fashion right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, especially women, don't want to show the midriff. So I would say arms.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about overall spot training, it doesn't really work. I mean, you could do more bicep curls or you could do more tricep extensions and you might get stronger in that area, but mm-hmm. if you're not doing overall health, sort of a combination between your eating and your exercise, you're not going to get great arms.
That makes sense. What's the ratio? I hear 80-20 all the time in terms of working out versus diet. Can you give us some real numbers there? Is that what
you
think?
Yeah, I think 80-20 is still pretty effective and real. You know, people will go to the gym and work out till they're dying, mm. but then go out and have pizza and a beer.
Were you at my house yesterday? No, I'm just kidding.
It's really what goes in your mouth is sort of what you look like on the outside. And the workout part is really for your heart health, for your skin, for your hair, to feel good energetically. And the combination is really important. I wouldn't say you can only eat well and not exercise, mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, if you're not getting your heart rate up and actually sweating, you're not going to get that lean, long muscle mass that people are looking for. Everyone wants to get toned, right?
Right.
And so that's the combination between food and exercise.
Are there exercises that people who are in offices all day can do? I used to do stairs when I was in a big high rise.
Yeah.
Are there any other movements that you typically suggest people do when they're so stationary all day long?
I really recommend every 20 minutes or so, get up and walk around. Go have some water, go do something. If you have your own office, get down on the floor and do some push-ups. Lay a towel down and do some sit-ups, absolutely. And on your lunch hour, don't just go sit in another restaurant. Maybe give yourself the last 10 minutes to walk off what you ate before you sit down and become sedentary again.
I love that. I've actually been doing a lot of walking meetings or hiking meetings, trying to integrate exercise into your daily life in a more unique way. I also think it kind of connects people in a really unique way also, because you're not just sitting there having a boring meeting or just a cocktail. So it's kind of an interesting approach, I think. What are some other things that you do to keep in shape?
Well, I'm a kind of a weird hybrid, because I sort of express myself physically. If I don't work out, I'm not my best Dana. Mm. But I do a wide range. Sometimes I'll do a boot camp. Like right now, something people don't know about me, I'm training to be a true Spartan.
So, what is that?
Spartan is a community. It's racing in the hills and in mud and crazy obstacles, and there's three levels, and I'm at the final level, which is the beast, so I'm becoming... The beast.
I'm not surprised by that at all.
So I do a whole series of different types of exercises, from yoga to walking around the block, mm-hmm. to my own methodology from my instructors.
Of course.
To doing nothing. That's part of a regime, is rest.
I'm sure everyone listening loves that one.
Yeah.
I could do nothing all day long.
I can't, so I have to remind myself to do that. I'm one of those people who has a hard time sitting still.
You need to have forward momentum.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. So what are the things that are in your fridge right now? If we opened your fridge, would we be proud of what we saw?
You would. I can't lie. I definitely have a trainer's fridge. Mm. I do food planning for people and nutritional consulting for people, because it's really confusing. There's so many different ideas of what's out there. But for me, I either go shopping on a Saturday or Sunday. I come home and immediately unpack the groceries and put everything that is a quick fix, so that you're not grabbing those potato chips. You're not grabbing things that are in
high calorie, high fat, not good for you.
Yeah.
What are those quick fixes? Give us some things that we can shop for.
I would say fruit, but not too much fruit, because it is high in sugar. Mm. Cook some protein. Cook some chicken. And if you're, you know, a vegetarian of some sort, find whatever that protein is. A hard-boiled egg is a great thing for people who just need some quick protein. Or a Lara bar. It's my favorite energy bar. I will promote it from here till next year, because everything in it is raw.
Mm. And that goes back to your thing about if you can't read the labels,
exactly,
toss it, right?
Yeah.
Lara bar is amazing.
Yeah. I just find that with my schedule, I need things that are already ready. And that's the whole Tupperware routine that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Apple and peanut butter. You know, a handful of veggies and hummus. Those are quick fix snacks that keep you energized, because it's a protein, a carb, and a fat, and that's really what you want to do.
So important.
It is.
So you're building this empire. It's really exciting. What's next for Shift by Dana Perry?
So we're launching new methodology right now. We just launched a program called The Power Shift, and everything is a play on words, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a beginner class called Basic, and then our regular shift class, and now The Power Shift. And the next thing I think we're doing is... I think, I don't want to call it a senior citizen program, because that's really not fair,
mm-hmm.
but a baby boomer program, you know? I kind of want to call it Shift Gold.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Something, because our floor is so unique, mm-hmm. and we have railings around it, and it gives people a chance who might be a little more unstable to feel more stable.
Thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
I'm Laurel Mintz here at Business Rockstars. Stay tuned for more.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
BizTalkRadio.com.